Hi there, my Israelite brothers and sisters. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part 4 of God Blessed America. This paper is found on the main menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. In parts 1 and 2, we saw how quickly America strayed from God, became pagan, and infiltrated by the children of Cain. We started going to the right and to the left, instead of staying in the way. We started to see God's judgment upon our nation. We did not see national repentance. In part 3, we saw things drastically change. We saw the end of America and the beginning of the corporation, the United States of America. The first plank of the Communist Manifesto was achieved, which is the abolition of private property. The Act of 1871 replaced America with the corporation known as the United States of America. It's all in the grammar. To understand the legality and the reality of this switcheroo, I urge you to check out Grammatical Deception. It's found in the Exposing the Hidden section in the menu. You may not be aware, but when you see all capital letters on documents and ledgers, you are looking at a glossa, which is a debased criminal text. It's the language of the dead. It's legal fraud, and the styles and definitions are defined in the Chicago Manual of Styles and Black's Law Dictionary. It's how they pulled off this robbery and usurpation of the property of the world. It's called Dog Latin. You see this language from a child in comic books. It's in your surname. It's on your legal documents, mail, driver's license, social security, and bank accounts. It's the language of the debtor. The language of the dead. That's what we've become. We've lost our standing as creditor with the dominion and being recognized in the house of the living, to being the debtor with no property, no standing, and under the jurisdiction of the dead. I know it's hard for people to see, but we just don't have a country anymore. And we don't own ourselves anymore either. Our country and ourselves have been usurped. We've been incorporated. We have stock numbers and are traded on the stock exchange because we have become the currency of the Babylonian system. We saw the rise of big businesses and corporations in the late 1800s. Mom-and-pop stores and family farms were choked out by the corporate elites of the high table. We saw the witch, Madame Blavatsky, setting up satanic occults. We adopted Ishtar Sunday, and we teach our kids how to celebrate the goddess of the Zidonians and to go after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. But not to think of it that way. It's really about bunnies and Easter egg hunts. Even though Yahweh kept sending his judgments and performing the words he spoke when he warned us, when he said, "Cursed shall be the fruit of our body," we still didn't listen. So we saw the states begin to draft abortion legislation. Nobody connected the dots that this was a judgment from God. Begetting sons and daughters and not enjoying them, as God had said, has nothing to do with our sins, right? We saw that we continued to build pagan monuments like the Sun Pillar of Washington. We were again judged as the Department of Labor was formed. More government control through unions. We saw the statue of the transgender goddess of Libertas holding a severed phallic symbol placed in the New York Harbor to welcome into our land the flood which came from out of the serpent's mouth. We saw the control of communication fall fully into the hands of the prince of the power of the air. We continued to be judged as the harmonic radiation of power lines began, affecting the Earth's natural magnetic activity. We saw the Department of Agriculture take over our basket and store, our fields, and the fruit of our land. We were taught to empty ourselves and let demons in through the stretching techniques called yoga. This practice works better than repentance and being filled with the Holy Spirit. We built another sacred place for the Roman god Poseidon to hang out, in front of the Library of Congress. We saw that Monsanto has been poisoning us since 1901. But our people don't see this as judgment. They see grocery stores filled with food. But that's just it. It's not food. It's poison. We saw all the unconstitutional expansions of government multiply into the ABC organizations that gives rights to sodomites, non-whites, and kikes. And every one of these agencies is anti-American, anti-Christian, and anti-white. Is this America or Sodom and Gomorrah? So, are all these things that have been happening in America blessings or curses? Are we being shown favor, or are we being sent a message? Do you think God has been blessing America since 1782 when we desecrated our great seal with the all-seeing eye? Or since 1802 when we separated God from the state and allowed government to interfere with the set-apart congregation of the anointed? Or how about 1861? Was the Civil War a blessing or a curse and a judgment? When did God stop blessing America? It certainly seems like a long time ago. That much is obvious through all the judgments and curses our country has been experiencing. How could God bless America? It doesn't even exist anymore but in the minds of Americans, and their idea of America is the Babylonian system we live in, but they just don't see it as that. Just like Christians think Judeo-Christianity is Christianity, and Jewish Jesus saves you when you accept him and you get rapture tickets for just believing, Americans think America is still a country, and our politicians are serving us because we voted for them. It's time to wake up from this delusion. We don't live in America anymore. We are living under maritime law, on a corporate ship, dry docked on the land we once had God-given dominion over. But through our ignorance, we took from the tree of knowledge and became the debtor. We have returned to Egypt. We are again in bondage. We have forsaken our God as a nation, and we continue to live the American delusion. We have been unwittingly building Mystery Babylon, brick by brick, and now they are about to take our straw away.
1909. Taxes.
The second plank of the Communist Manifesto. Amendment 16, passed by Congress July 2, 1909, ratified February 3, 1913. Note, Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution was modified by Amendment 16. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes, from whatever source derived, without apportionment among the several states, and without regard to any census or enumeration. Is the 16th Amendment legal?
In order for the federal government to collect anything from you, they must have a law. The 16th Amendment is what they collect the tax on. Bill Benson has proven beyond a doubt, with 17,000 certified, notarized documents, that not one state out of the 48 has ratified the law. They have all rejected it.
State and federal inheritance taxes began after 1900. This is the third plank of the Communist Manifesto. In their foolishness, the American public has believed the lies of their leaders who applaud the fall of communism, while they have sold out the country to anti-Christian, anti-American statutes and regulations on the federal, state, and local levels. Income taxes started in 1913. Sales taxes in the 1930s. These are judgments. Tax his land, tax his wage, tax his bed in which he lays, tax his tractor, tax his mule, teach him taxes is the rule. Tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat, tax his ties, tax his shirts, tax his work, tax his dirt. Tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax him if he tries to think. Tax his booze, tax his beers, if he cries, tax his tears. Tax his bills, tax his gas, tax his notes, tax his cash. Tax him good and let him know that after taxes he has no dough. If he hollers, tax him more, tax him until he's good and sore. Tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he lays. Put these words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. And when he's gone, we won't relax, we'll still be after the inheritance tax. Accounts receivable tax, early 1900s. Building permit tax, CDL license tax, cigar tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, estate tax, modern estate tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, gift tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, tax on top of tax, IRS penalties, tax on top of tax, liquor tax, luxury tax, marriage license tax, Medicare tax, property tax, real estate tax, service charge taxes, social security tax, road usage tax, sales tax, recreational vehicle tax, school tax, state income tax, state unemployment tax, telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal, state, and local surcharge tax, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax, telephone reoccurring and non-reoccurring charges tax, tobacco taxes, utility tax, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workers' compensation tax. Not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago, and there was prosperity, absolutely no national debt, the largest middle class in the world, and mom stayed home to raise the kids. What happened?
Judgment.
1909. Schofield Reference Bible first appeared, paving the way for Judeo-Christianity, which was pushed in the 30s.
Naked Communist Goal Number 27, complete. Mark 7:13. Nullifying the word of Elohim through your tradition which you have handed down, and many such traditions you do. Titus 1:14. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. These false teachers and false doctrines changed Christianity forever. Dispensationalism, antinomianism, which means the law was done away with. The church is plan B in God's program. The rapture, Christian Zionism, the 7-year tribulation, born again, saved. God loves everybody, identifying as a trans Gentile. Jews are God's people, and Jesus was a Jew. All lies and fables. All of which are delusions our people love so much, so God let us have them. This was a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:28. Yahweh shall smite you with madness and insanity, and blindness and astonishment of heart. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Isaiah 66:4.
I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not.
We wanted delusions. We got 'em.
1910s. Hollywood begins making films.
The Naked Communist Goals, number 21, 25 and 26, 31, and 40 and 41, complete.
Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and movies. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity.
2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Psalm 101:3. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me.
Neil Gabler, An Empire of Their Own. How the Jews Invented Hollywood. Crown Publishers, New York, 1988.
The Hollywood Jews created a powerful cluster of images and ideas, so powerful that, in a sense, they colonized the American imagination. Ultimately, American values came to be defined by the movies the Jews made.
You know very well, and the stupid Americans know equally well, that we control their government, irrespective of who sits in the White House. You see, I know it and you know it, that no American president can be in a position to challenge us, even if we do the unthinkable. What can the Americans do to us? We control Congress, we control the media, we control showbiz, and we control everything in America. In America, you can criticize God, but you can't criticize Israel.
Israeli spokeswoman Zipporah Menach. As the after effects of the Red Horse time of the Civil War unfolded and the adversaries put their pieces and players in place, as Americans were continuing to build Babylon and ignorantly enjoying making bricks with straw for fair wages, behold, the Black Horse. Revelation 6:5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. The rider of the black horse carries a scale, which signifies judgment. The decline and fall of Rome was a complex issue. Coin clipping and the debasement of currency were a plague in these centuries, and the oversupply of money in any economy leads to price inflation, as we see here in America today. The warnings concerning the prices of grain and the oil and the wine signify a period of both price inflation and food shortages. This is exactly the same process which we have seen occurring in Imperial America over the past 60 years. The phrase, hurt not the oil and the wine, meaning see that you be not unjust regarding the oil and the wine. The oil is representative of the Messiah, and the wine is the worship of the people, the quality of their worship. Hollywood put a spell on Americans. This is a judgment, and judgment continues. Lamentations 1:3. America is gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the narrow places. The ways of Zion do mourn, because none come to the solemn feasts. All her gates are desolate, her priests sigh, her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are become the chief, her enemies prosper. For Yahweh has afflicted us for the multitude of our transgressions. Our children are gone into captivity before the enemy.
1913, the Federal Reserve Bank of Rothschilds.
This is the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto. Centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. We call it the Federal Reserve, which is a credit-debt system nationally organized by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. All local banks are members of the federal system and are regulated by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes the laws.
Meyer Amschel Rothschild. Proverbs 20:10. Differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to Yahweh.
In their foolishness, the American public has believed the lies of their leaders who applaud the fall of communism, while they have sold out the country to anti-Christian, anti-American statutes and regulations on the federal, state, and local levels.
This was a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:43. The stranger that is within you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, till you be destroyed. Because you hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever. Proverbs 22:7.
The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender.
1913, federal income tax.
This isn't even a law, and people continue to pay income taxes. This is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. Misapplication of the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, 1913, the Social Security Act of 1936, Joint House Resolution 192 of 1933, and various state income taxes. We call it paying your fair share.
In their foolishness, the American public has believed the lies of their leaders, who applaud the fall of communism, while they have sold out the country to anti-Christian, anti-American statutes and regulations on the federal, state, and local levels.
This is a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:33. And you shall be only oppressed and crushed always, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see.
1915, House of the Temple.
Headquarters of Southern Jurisdiction of Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Jewish Confederate General and Rothschild Agent Albert Pike is interred in the temple's basement.
Matthew 23:27, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness." The unhonorable is honored in corporate America.
1915, kosher taxes introduced.
The kosher food tax is the biggest consumer fraud existing in America. American families are paying tribute to Jews every time they sit down to eat. These taxes go directly to Jewish organizations, which contribute to the enslavement and destruction of our society. These symbols on food packaging means that the product's producer paid the Jews a kind of tax to have some rabbi bless it.
1916, federal and state estate taxes.
Also called reformed probate laws and limited inheritance via arbitrary inheritance tax statutes. This is the third plank of the Communist Manifesto. In their foolishness, the American public has believed the lies of their leaders who applaud the fall of communism, while they have sold out the country to anti-Christian, anti-American statutes and regulations on the federal, state, and local levels. Proverbs 20:21. An inheritance obtained with greed at the beginning is not blessed at the end. Lamentations 5:2. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens.
1916, first birth control clinic in America.
American Birth Control League, founded by Margaret Sanger, changed the name to Planned Parenthood in 1942. Exodus 20:13.
You shall not murder.
Leviticus 18:21.
And you shall not let any of your seed pass through the fire to Moloch, neither shall you profane the name of your Elohim. I am Yahweh.
2 Kings 17:17. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. Planned Parenthood is no different than the rituals of child sacrifice. There is a Planned Parenthood office in every state, thus defiling our land. Leviticus 18:25.
And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomits out her inhabitants.
This is a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:25. Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your hated enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the land. And your carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the land, and no man shall fray them away. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the skies for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Albert Pike's letter to Mazzini, written in 1871. The First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken the religions.
1917, America enters World War I.
A banker's war.
Exodus 20:13.
You shall not murder.
1 Samuel 8:11. And Samuel said, This is the ruling of the sovereign who does reign over you. He shall take your sons and appoint them for his own chariots, and to be his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariots. Deuteronomy 28:62. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the skies for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. 116,516 Americans dead in World War I. God Bless America is an American patriotic song written by Irving Berlin during World War I in 1918. Long after God stopped blessing America, this song was sold to us as America went into war to make the bankers richer while we were slaughtering our own people for their cause. God surely did bless America, but which God? Lucifer was being blessed by Americans who were building and supporting his corporation called the United States of America, which was established by the Act of 1871. Interesting, as 1917 was the year the first radio wave frequencies went across the earth. In 1918, the Spanish flu pandemic occurred. It wasn't the flu that killed millions. It was the never-before-seen effects of dangerous frequencies. Satan, the god of those in control of America, expanded his control over the power of the air, literally. They also blamed every radio frequency upgrade on a flu pandemic. Ebola, SARS, Zika, AIDS, bird flu and swine flu, and the coronavirus are all a hoax. The vaccines are what killed most people. World War I was a banker's war.
If you are really serious when you talk of Jewish plots, may I not direct your attention to one worth talking about? You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, your ideals, your destiny, and played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom not merely of the latest great war, but of nearly all your wars, not only of the Russian, but of every other major revolution in your history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life. We are still doing it. No one can tell how long we shall go on doing it.
Marcus Eli Ravage, Jewish writer and Rothschild biographer, The Century Magazine, A Real Case Against the Jews, 1928, page 347. If you are not familiar with the three-headed eagle prophecy of 2 Esdras in chapter 11, you can see in the link. Those three heads were FDR, Churchill, and Stalin. All three of them were Jews. America and Britain were the bad guys in World War I.
1918, the radio era begins.
The first radio transmissions go live worldwide in 1917, which resulted in the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918.
Just 1 year earlier, in 1917, an event occurred that changed the electrical environment of the rest of the world. Millions of dollars of United States government money were suddenly mobilized in a crash program to equip the Army, Navy, and Air Force with the most modern communication capability possible.
At that time, the U.S. installed 13 giant radio and communications transmitters throughout the world. The 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, H1N1 virus, was caused by the sudden influx of radio waves all over the planet. Patients mostly died because of changes in coagulation of the blood, a known and recognized effect at that time of electricity sickness. Another study showed many people died of bacterial pneumonia caused by mask wearing. This was another judgment. Deuteronomy 28:59. Then Yahweh will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance.
1920s.
Monsanto expands into industrial chemicals and drugs, becoming the world's largest maker of aspirin, acetylsalicylic acid. Jeremiah 9:15. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Yisrael.
See, I am making this people eat wormwood, and I shall make them drink poisoned water.
1922. Lucis Trust.
The Lucis Trust is dedicated to the establishment of a new and better way of life for everyone in the world, based on the fulfillment of the divine plan for humanity. Founded by Alice A. Bailey and the 33rd degree Freemason Foster Bailey. The Lucis Trust is a publishing house which prints and disseminates United Nations material. It's headquartered at 866 United Nations Plaza. The address used to be 666 United Nations Plaza. The name used to be Lucifer Trust. The Lucis Trust in 1963 founded the Temple of Understanding.
1922. Lincoln Memorial completed.
Resembling the Greek Parthenon, which was a temple to the pagan Greek goddess Athena, with the waterfront reflection, provides a hermetic occult axiom.
As above, so below.
Hermetic means secret, esoteric, or occult. Exodus 20 verse 3.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Still, we continue erecting pagan images and statues in a supposed Christian nation. Judgment continues. Deuteronomy 27:15. Cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto Yahweh, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and puts it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body. The curses keep coming.
1922. Constitutionality of childhood vaccination was ruled by the Supreme Court in favor of public schools to mandate.
It is up to parents to care for their children's welfare, according to 1 Timothy 5:8. Parents have every right legally and by religious beliefs to make decisions on behalf of their children and not the state. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. As Americans became more and more in debt, brainwashed, about to get their gold and silver stolen, and from the time of the black horse of false weights and measures, inflation, and setting up graven images and idols in the land, they were about to learn how to lose their salvation. A brilliant plan to remove us completely from God, as a nation and as individuals. The nation became a corporation in 1871. Maritime law usurped
the Constitution, and we gave up our dominion to become debtors and slaves to the corporation of the United States of America. And if we could not be any more subtly deceived and living in a delusion, the delusion of all delusions began in
the 1930s, Judeo-Christianity introduced
the death of Christian America.
Naked Communist Goal Number 27, complete.
Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible.
2 Esdras 5:1. Now concerning the signs, behold, the days are coming when those who dwell on the earth shall be seized with great terror, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith, and unrighteousness shall be increased beyond what you yourself see, and beyond what you heard of formerly. Amos 8:11.
Behold, the days come, says Yahweh Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh.
There are more churches than ever in history, and they are all teaching the lies that would be told over and over, repeating it to generation after generation, untempered mortar. With 33,000 Christian denominations, who would know the difference by now? Aren't all these 33,000 denominations all Christian too?
I call this process the Judaization of Christianity, because Christianity will be the vehicle through which this society becomes Jewish.
Rabbi Martin Siegel, 1972.
You will notice that a great difference exists between the Jewish and the Christian religions. But these are not all. We Jews consider the two religions so different that one excludes the other. We emphasized that there is no such thing as a Judeo-Christian religion. There is not any similarity between the two concepts.
Rabbi Magal, president, quoted in the National Jewish Information Service, August 21, 1961. Judeo-Christianity was one of the worst things that happened to America and its spiritual health. Jeremiah 14:14. Then Yahweh said unto me,
the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart.
Ezekiel 5:11.
Wherefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, surely, because you have defiled, and polluted and contaminated my sanctuary, the temple, and America, with your detestable things, and with all your disgusting idols, therefore will I also diminish you. Neither shall my eye pardon, neither will I have any pity.
The idolatry then is no different than the idolatry today. Baal, Moloch, Chemosh, Ishtar, the Lord, and Jehovah. The symbols are no different. Sun pillars and crosses of Tammuz, church steeples and Jewish Jesus. The disgusting, abominable idols and statues of saints and crucifixes. Christians are no different than idolaters when they profane their buildings and bodies with detestable things. The phrase Judeo-Christianity was first popularized by FDR in the 1930s. Hosea 9:3. They shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, But Ephraim shall return to captivity, and they shall eat unclean things in pagan America. They shall not offer wine offerings to Yahweh, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their teaching shall not come into the house of Yahweh. We are unrecognizable as his children when we go after other gods and lusts and races. When a nation is in sin, we are not blessed. We return to captivity. Practicing sinners eat unclean things, their worship is polluted, their beds are defiled, and their beliefs are of false hope. When the sinners are in their condition of sin and being disobedient, they are in a delusional dream world because they are not seeing punishment yet. Jeremiah 44:16.
As for the word you have spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken unto you, but we will certainly do whatever thing goes forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, Easter, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil.
But punishment will come, and there will be gnashing of teeth, and they will be saying,
But Lord, Lord!
They won't escape in some rapture. They will be begging for mercy and not receive it, because when he called, they did not listen. When the trumpet sounds, it's too late. Judeo-Christianity is the opposite of Christianity. Matthew 23:15, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you compass sea and land to win one convert, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. The churches must carry most of the blame for slacking on their job as the watchmen. Psalm 78:36, Nevertheless they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. Judeo-Christianity in the 30s marked the total and complete end of God's blessings on America as a nation. Acts 17:30, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent.
Just believe.
Revelation 2:21, And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not.
Oh, I'm saved.
Amos 3:2,
You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
This corporate pagan shipping vessel of Babylon was becoming unstoppable. The beginning of the end. Revelation 6:8, And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. This color represents sickness and decay. This is also the fourth seal. The sickness and decay of the empire, both Rome and now America, under the burdens of race mixing, evil vices, fiat currency and usury, and political corruption finally begin its inevitable decline, just like every other nation in history. Between Judeo-Christianity and the revisions of Scripture, the truth was covered over with lies.
And my people love to have it so.
2 Thessalonians 2:11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Are we better off claiming we are saved rather than continue to press toward the mark of the prize? Because this life is an ongoing test, and we haven't passed it yet. Are we better off identifying as a Gentile rather than to know who we really are? Are we better off trusting we are going to be raptured rather than go through the trials and tribulations Scripture says we will go through so we can be tried and proven, so we can receive our position of sons and daughters in the kingdom that was promised to those who obey? Are we better off tolerating wickedness and blessing the state of Israel? Are we better off having 33,000 denominations of Christianity so everybody can choose to go 33,000 other ways instead of staying in the way?
1930s.
Monsanto created its first hybrid seed corn and expands into detergents, soaps, industrial cleaning products, synthetic rubbers and plastics. Oh yes, all toxic, of course.
1931. Gambling legalized. Used as a way to lift the state out of the Great Depression.
1 Timothy 6:9. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Luke 17:33. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
1933. The world under military occupation, under the power of the prince of this world and his children.
Ephesians 6:12. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in high places. Lamentations 2:17.
Yahweh has done that which he had devised. He has fulfilled his word that he has commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and has caused your enemy to rejoice over you. He has set up the power of your adversaries.
This was a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:68. And Yahweh shall bring you into captivity again, in corporate ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your hated enemies, for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. You are a slave, because since 1933, upon a new child being born, the executors or administrators of the higher estate willingly and knowingly convey the beneficial entitlements of the child as beneficiary into the first Sestakev trust in the form of a registry number by registering the name,
the surname, which is all capital letters, your serf name.
Therefore, also creating the corporate person and denying the child any rights as an owner of real property. This live birth record as a promissory note is converted into a slave bond, sold to the private reserve bank of the estate, and then conveyed into a second and separate Sestakev trust per child owned by the bank.
A citizen of the United States is a civilly dead entity operating as a co-trustee and co-beneficiary of the PCT, Public Charitable Trust, the constructive Sestake Trust of U.S. Incorporated under the 14th Amendment, which upholds the debt of the USA and U.S. Incorporated. Congressional Record, June 13, 1967, pages 15,641 through 15,646.
They used the Sestake V. Act of 1666
666.
To put us into the 14th Amendment, legalized servitude.
Ah!
The 14th Amendment, passed by Congress June 13, 1866, ratified July 9, 1868. Who created the 14th Amendment and for what purpose? The U.S. Congress, via the 14th Amendment, created a citizen subject status, which gave equal and civil rights to the freed and enfranchised slaves and others who could not qualify to be sovereign citizens. These people could not qualify to be sovereign citizens of the Republic because they were not and are not members of the posterity of the one people spoken of in the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Therefore, Congress created a democracy for them. We have a government within a government and a constitution within a constitution, beginning with the 13th Amendment. People don't know these things, and that's why the bankers keep us dumb.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Did you ever get the feeling, as you're staring at the ceiling, that this game of life we play ain't fair? Seems as fast as we can make it, there's a hand that grabs and takes it till they plant us in a grave somewhere. Like a rodent on a treadmill, we keep pushing for it uphill, but we never seem to get too far. Well, if you think you're being taken, then you're ready to awaken to the truth of what we really are. We're all indentured servitudal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some socialistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is, we're all saps who pay our taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. Could the state of our condition be the product of omission, what we didn't learn in public schools? And did our fathers all through history all fight and die for liberty so we could play the tyrant's fools? And can you call it education when it's all indoctrination to obey the hidden powers that be? Did we fight the revolution? Did we win the world wars just to slumber into slavery? We're all indentured servitudal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some humanistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is, we're all saps who pay those taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. While Franklin and Eleanor were telling us they hated war, they made a deal behind our backs. They said the bankers could enslave us for a portion of our wages, and today we call it income tax. But what they failed then to tell us was the way they planned to sell us into statutory slavery. Now it's called constructive fraud. Some even claim the wrath of God.